Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting second. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting third. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Harrell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Buddy Peterson. Batting second. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Harshman. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jack Harshman. And now, play ball. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith takes first base on ball four. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is called out on strikes. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila takes first base on ball four. Smith moves to second. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen takes first base on ball four. Smith moves to third. Avila moves to second. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Smith tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson takes first base on ball 4. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harrell moves to second. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler fires to second and picks off Harrell for the out. One out. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-1 in the game. Fain strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Avila hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Harshman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harshman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Evers hits a fly ball into right field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. Doby hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Peterson hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Doby. Minoso reaches second base with a double. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Harrell takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon bunts towards the mound. Harshman fields it and throws to first for the out. Hegan moves to second. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Smith takes first base on ball 4. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 2 in the game. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 1 in the game. Niemann hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Evers. Niemann reaches second base with a double. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 1 in the game. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 1 in the game. Busby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dropo moves to second. Jack Harshman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harshman is 0 for 1 in the game. Harshman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Lemon covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Avila hits a pop-up towards third. Kel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Rosen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Evers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Peterson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Evers. Peterson reaches second base with a double. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Peterson moves to third. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Peterson scores. Minoso moves to third. It's Indians, 1, White Sox, 1. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Niemann hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Minoso tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 2 in the game. Dropo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 2 in the game. Doby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harrell hits a fly ball into right field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 2 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Harshman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harshman is 0 for 2 in the game. Harshman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 3 in the game. Fain strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peterson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Peterson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Peterson moves to second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Minoso bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Peterson moves to third. Fox moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Peterson scores. Fox moves to third. Minoso moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Niemann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox scores. Minoso moves to third. Kell moves to second. It's 4-1. White Sox. Jim Rivera pinch runs for Bob Niemann. Ron Northey pinch hits for Walt Dropo. Ron Northey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Minoso scores. Kell moves to third. Rivera moves to second. It's 5-1, White Sox. Bobby Adams pinch runs for Ron Northey. Jose Santiago now pitching. Shurm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 3 in the game. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kell tags and scores. One out. It's 6-1, White Sox. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Busby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rivera moves to third. Adams moves to second. Jack Harshman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harshman is 0 for 3 in the game. Harshman strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Peterson is hit by the pitch. Rivera scores. Adams moves to third. Busby moves to second. It's 7-1, White Sox. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Rivera now playing right field. Bob Kennedy now playing third base. George Kell now playing first base. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Busby who is chasing the ball. Doby reaches third base with a triple. Billy Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harrell takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doby scores. Harrell moves to second. It's 7-2, White Sox. Rocky Colavito pinch hits for Jose Santiago. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.